like.
Yeah,
this
is gonna
oh my god.
No, he has like a Fallout tattoo.
Who?
He has
a
Harry Potter.
He's got a Harry Potter tattoo?
What?
Going for a sleeve, but
yeah.
You ever bring him to parties?
No.
Yeah, I've never. I don't think I've ever met him.
He went to Poland.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, so
okay.
He might actually come to
Val. All right, there you go.
Now he knows some people. Yeah.
Hey, good, how are you? You're a little late on the, what happened? Usually you're...
You really want to know.
Oh, sorry.
Yes.
Is Mark Beamer the supervisor?
Yeah.
You know... Fran had called me to see whether I wanted to take the case. I said, no way in hell would I let a student handle that.
But
I'm sorry to hear that, but...
No, I'm excited. I am. But not that was any more important. But it could be a question.
No problem. I just was curious what's going on because it's not like you...
Sorry.
All right. No problem. Yeah, so I wanted to talk about that. I think we've turned a corner. So that's very exciting. Ready to join us?
When do we start officially?
4:45.
There's a reason I thought we started at time. Sorry about that.
Yeah, sure.
All right.
So,
we all did much better this time.
Yes. Now, Pallet can't join us, but she had a work issue that she had to deal with. But I asked her to send me a draft of the abstract. Did she send it to you?
Yes.
Okay, she...
I made some comments and back to her. So, I'm assuming she's incorporating.
Okay. How did it look?
Good. I mean, there was just some claims like children who have like childhood have PTSD, but like with no reference. So,
right.
I told
okay.
You to incorporate references.
Yep.
But overall.
So we're inching closer to submission. Either submission like uncle, I give up, or submission like submitting something. Okay. Yay! Are people getting you back the hard
yep.
data? Okay.
Yeah, I have the one from last week and from this week. So, I was supposed to hand them out also to Pallet, but she's not here, so I'm not sure if I can leave them somewhere for her or.
Why don't you leave them in my mailbox and email her and let her know that they're in my mailbox? And she can pick them up tomorrow if she's in. I'm not in on Fridays, but she might be in. The door unlocks at 9, so she should be able to get in.
Should I hand that out now?
Yes, please do that now.
Yeah, I'll have to.
What?
I'm going to be at APCT next week.
So you won't be at the meeting? But you'll be able to enter data before you go? Okay.
I was going to wait till after. I also have my wife and I are going away for like an extended honeymoon on Thursday night.
Okay.
So I won't be able to take the lab, but I can do all the work.
Okay.
And I'll be back for the next lab.
Any other honeymoons?
Sorry, we couldn't go away during winter break. It was just,
all right. So I do podcast these
meetings,
so listen to the podcast. That's what I told Palak to do. And
I'll listen.
In my website, it's under More, and then it's called PQS Coding Team.
Perfect. And Amanda is going to give me extra work so that I can make up for the stuff. So Amanda, these two are for me. Thank you.
All right. So I did want to talk about the codebook a little bit, but first I wanted to mention that given the results this week, I think you guys have turned a corner. So, and it's not a corner to oblivion. It's a good corner. It's a positive corner. It's a corner that we want to see when we are approaching actually coding a real sample. So I think that's very positive. If you look at the correlations, almost everybody's in the 6 range. So, we're really getting closer now to coding the real sample. So that's exciting, very exciting. And if we look at this, remember we looked at the standard deviations and we usually have 13 or 14 in the 2 range.
Yeah.
Look at this. Only 2 items in the 2 range.
I don't see 93.
I look for 93. It's number 85 on the list. So nice, nice, very nice. You will never forget neutrality again. So we'll go over a few of these, but I did want to review the code book and specifically, Deepak had some questions. You look like a deer caught in the headlights there.
Do you remember?
You were in my office about a couple of hours ago. And you asked about, I think, the code book says if it's uncharacteristic.
Oh, correct.
Okay, so go ahead.
So,
take it away.
No, I was just wondering. Talking about any items that say, like you said in the code book, if an item says, if it's uncharacteristic, if it's not, if the quality is not present, you know, like you put it under neutral, does that go for all items that say, that are formatted or worded like that, or is it just a couple of items?
Does
that
understand on
yes, right?
Yes,
too.
Yeah.
I think Margarita's right. It's a lot more. That's why, you know, it doesn't really make sense for Amanda to do that.
Right.
I mean, every item, if it's just not happening, it goes in a middle pile. But if there's pressure to make it happen by one or the other partner, but it still doesn't happen, then it gets placed in the uncharacteristic pile.
I see. Okay.
I guess I was just ending up with a lot more in the middle than
someone else had. I think you had that problem too, right?
I had a different problem. I had, by the time I finished everything, I had like 6 items left to sort and then 6 spots in number 6, like the 6th column. And the items that were present, that were left, I didn't think should fit in that column, like in column number 6. So I had to like do a lot of rearranging and like backtracking and seeing where could I shift something.
That's because most of the cards, I think more than half of the cards were characters.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, most, like more than half of them were definitely in there. So, like, it was, like,
For this particular transcript.
For this particular transcript. So it was just up to opinion on which ones you put in the characters, which ones you actually put in.
Right.
You could have put more than half of them, for sure.
Yeah, there was a point I had 21 items in 8.
Yeah, I had like
21 items in 8?
Yeah, because I was like, oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
So everybody had the same experience. Interesting.
Yeah. But like in terms of like the reliability with each other, it was like it's hard to decide like if there truly are 47 characters items, which ones do you not put in characters?
Right, you just have to make those determinations. So Deepak and I were also talking about getting some help by doing the sorting twice. So the first time you just put in 3 piles. And I don't know if what I explained to you helped at all. You know, I saw that the sheet was laying in the mailroom that I had given you. Yeah. I don't know.
I thought I could have sworn I brought it back here. I didn't mean that in any way.
I thought Deepak sending me a message. Time to wake up. Anyway, do people understand what I meant when I said try to sort in 3 piles first? If that doesn't make sense, we can go over that. Let me find something here. This is what Deepak's looking for. I don't think there's a way I can rotate this. But anyway, you see the 3 piles? This would be the 3 piles I'm talking about. So the left pile would be uncharacteristic here. So just imagine that these 3 individual piles are collapsed into 1. And then you get the middle piles, which are collapsed into 1, and you get the characteristic piles, which are collapsed into 1. So you get 3 general piles: uncharacteristic, neutral, and characteristic. So if you go through all the items the first time and just put them in these 3 piles, and also try to make sure that the middle pile is roughly twice as high, twice as big as the other 2 piles, because actually, there are going to be 50 items in these middle piles and 25 on the right and 25 on the left. So 50 is 2 times 25. So if you do that and then sort again, starting with the left pile into your 3 piles, 1, 2, and 3, go to the right pile, sort those items into 7, 8, 9, and then go to the middle pile, sort those into 4, 5, and 6.
Right.
I think it might go easier for you. I don't know. So if you try that, we might even be able to bump up our reliability to an acceptable level where we can actually start coding a real sample. We made a huge leap this week. And I think, tell me if I'm wrong, it had a lot to do with clarifying what goes in the middle versus the uncharacteristic piles, right? Once I clarified that last week, look at the outcome. I mean, it's incredible. So maybe if you guys sort twice or go 2 passes through the items, 1 in 3 general piles, and then go to each of those piles and sort more specifically, we might even bump up our reliability even more into an acceptable range. Does that sound good?
Yeah, I don't know why I can't remember, but at this time, like last year and the year before,
I checked that before I came up here. In 2017, which was the last time I trained on the CPQ, it took seven. We just finished our sixth. Yeah. According to my records, this is our sixth. So next week will be our seventh. So that will be the same as the CPQ that I trained students on 2 years ago. But then I went back to the last time I trained students on the PQS, this very instrument, which was back in 2007-ish. So a long time ago. And that group took 12 practice ratings to become reliable. No, I don't think so. No. I think we're doing very well. What do you think, Amanda?
I think that is great. Everyone's above
0.5. Absolutely, absolutely. We're chugging along here. So oh, you couldn't open this one? It's so strange. I can open mine, and mine actually is the W for word. Then you know you can't print it out and mark it up and write things on the.
Yeah, but I use Control F and I can find things that I need to do and I can pretty good. But it's always helpful.
Well, I appreciate your effort, Taylor.
Thank you, Taylor.
I'm going to be able to read it. Yeah. Three seconds. Not a problem.
So Deepak, was there a part of the code book that you thought was incorrect or?
I just wanted to know.
Okay, you wanted to clarify
that snippet about placing it in the neutral section referred to just one item or a couple or all the items that say if it's uncharacteristic, you know, whatever it says there.
Yeah, those items we're not actually following what the items say, because some of them say if it doesn't happen, put it in an uncharacteristic pile. We're actually saying we're putting in a neutral pile, but if there's some pressure applied, I go back to my example with the six-year-old boy who pulled his pants down, right? So there was pressure on me to mention sexual issues. I didn't. I just said, pull your pants back up, and he did, and we went on. So that item, sexual issues are discussed, would go in pile one. Right? I mean, sorry. Yeah, you're right. It goes in pile one because, so there's pressure on me to talk about sexual issues and I didn't do it. So that would be in pile one. If he didn't pull down his pants and sexual issues weren't on the table or anything, then it just five, right? So, shall we proceed through some of the items for discussion, starting with item 29. Let's see what we got here. Patient talks of wanting to be separate or distant. Here's one of these, Deepak, where placed toward uncharacteristic direction, if patient does not talk of wanting to be separate, independent, or detached. Right? So if they don't talk, if it just doesn't come up, more of a neutral pile. But if the therapist says, I'm going on a 4-week vacation, and the patient doesn't do anything with that.
It'd be a one.
Yeah. Or a two, maybe. Okay. Let us go back to the output. So the standard deviation was 2.29, and the experts rated this item at 6, which is neutral, basically, slightly characteristic. And we've got 5 for Brian, that's fine. Matt was a 1, that's out of the range. 6 was Margarita, that's fine. Eli is 8, that's within the range. 6 is fine, 4 is fine. 2, that's low. And 7 is fine. So Deepak and Matt, you want to?
So I can tell you that I definitely misread. So what you were just saying, how like if the therapist said that he was leaving for a while, then things are uncharacteristic.
And the patient doesn't address it. Doesn't say, good riddance, or please don't go.
I thought that it's very, very focused on being. So I thought, like, because that was, I guess I'm thinking with that, because that was so, such a spoke to the section that they would be on.
Oh, I'm sorry, excludes therapists. So like, scratch my example.
I didn't read it. I didn't read this one like the other ones about if it's not a part of it, then read it at in towards the middle. I read it. Patient talks of wanting to be separate or distant. Since it's all about her wanting to be close to, like, her ex-boyfriend, I figured. But I should have read it.
I rated it a 7, not for like a middle pile or anything. I rated it a 7 for, I actually thought it was characteristic because they did say a lot of things like, I should have had my answer before I start speaking.
It's okay.
Oh, like why you detach yourself from people. I would never, when they say it would be easier if I just separated from Danny and they wouldn't have to deal with me.
Yeah, she also said, she also just talked a lot about wanting to get back together.
Yeah,
going back
it was
in many
both.
Ways.
But
she does both.
It was
right.
Kind of
just both.
So they cancel each other out.
Yeah,
Do they cancel each other? Is that right? I guess that was. I made a mistake. I put this at an 8, but then I put her
wanting
to be close at maybe at a 9, as opposed to letting them cancel out. Because she spoke about both of them at the same time.
Right.
Yeah. At first I had them both in like an 8. But then I moved to 7.
It sounds like more, but when she says she wants to be separate, it sounds more like she's like forcing herself to think that. Like I read that and I was like, maybe we'd be better off without each other. It's like I know I'm not good for, it's like when with her guilt, but like I think she, most of it was her truly wanting, like longing to be back with him, both of them, if that makes sense.
Excuse me.
Okay, so if they cancel each other out, then where were you supposed to place both of those? Is that a 5?
Yeah, or close to it. So 6 would be within that. One of the middle piles.
Sorry if that's like super dorky.
Why is that dorky?
I don't know.
No, it was fun. It was, I think, a little easier than some others.
Oh, I was hoping that the high correlations had something to do with our meeting together.
No. It was still long and challenging, but it was, for some reason, it was less,
intriguing.
It was more intriguing, yeah.
Okay. So the intriguing factor was high. We should have an item just for that.
Right.
Session was intriguing.
Right. I'm waiting for you.
All right. So I think we covered that one. Item 53. Patient is concerned about what therapist thinks of him or her. All right, patient, place toward characteristic end. If patient seems concerned with what the therapist might think of his or her behavior, concerned about being judged, right?
I thought that was pretty well. Yeah, I thought that was pretty uncharacteristic.
And uncharacteristic if patient does not seem concerned with the kind of impression he or she is creating or appears unworried about being judged by the therapist. Of course, you have to have some evidence for that negative, otherwise it'd go in the middle pile. So let's see where people are with this one. So the standard deviation is just over 2. Again, the experts put in pile 6. So really neither characteristic nor uncharacteristic for them. Brian put in 8, that's fine. 6 is right on the money. 2 is outside the boundary. So talk about that. Okay, so Eli's in 2. Amanda's 6. Palik 7. Deepak 6. Taylor 6. So Eli and Margarita.
I forgot that you're supposed to put it in the middle pile.
Okay. Same issue or different issue?
I feel like I just had a lot in the middle and a bunch of stuff just got pushed down.
All right. Okay. All right. So 57. Therapist explains rationale behind his or her technique or approach to treatment. Typically, you see this item rated in early sessions, right, when they're just getting started, or you often see it in CBT sessions. You don't see it as often in psychodynamic sessions, but we're not rating sessions for orientation. We're just rating what we see. So, the standard deviation is 1.97, and the experts slightly disagreed. I'm going to guess that one put it in 6 and the other put it in 7. So at least one of the experts put it in a characteristic pile. So we have Brian in 4, that's a little outside. Matt, 7 is fine. Margarita, 7 is fine. Eli, 6 is fine. Amanda, 2 is a little low. 7 is fine for Palik. 3 for Deepak is low. And Taylor, 7 is fine. So we had a few low ratings on this one. Anybody want to argue for the low ratings?
Not so hard. I was going to say why I put it there. I just thought like it was another one of those items where I was not sure whether I should put it. I thought it didn't happen at all. I thought they didn't, the therapist didn't explain their technique. So I just put it in the uncharacteristic. Probably should have put it in the neutral category.
Right. Now, let's say a patient said, you know, tell me what you're doing with me. The count?
Yeah, I think I also put it low because I didn't see it. Similar feeling to you, although I probably
So in this one, that sentence that matches stood out.
Yeah, it stood out for you.
It stood out. So it stood out. Putting that.
Say it again. Read it back.
No, I believe it when you say you're not certain what it is. But I don't know. That's what psychotherapy is about. I mean, if you came in knowing the answers, there would be no reason to be here. And then they say, how you use therapy in a way to come to some of these answers. And the answer to that is, you say what comes to mind. And let us see if you close. And it goes on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Comes to mind. Goes with the time of the real.
Okay. So we're good? All right. Yeah, in fact, you know, it's a little bit more than what you might expect in a psychodynamic treatment. Just FYI. Then we come to 48, 1.9. This is good because these are items that we haven't really even talked about so far this semester. The therapist encourages independence of action or opinion Therapist urges patient to think for him or herself and to take action based on what he or she thinks best. Notice he's now heard from the patient what her mother and colleagues think she should do, but it's not clear what she wants or thinks. What do you want to do? Uncharacteristic of therapist does not introduce the issue of independence or initiative as a topic of discussion. Remember, this is an item having to do with the therapist, not the interaction. So it's not whether the patient is introducing the issue or not, whether the therapist is introducing it. So this is a therapist item. And we have the esteemed experts place it in 4.5, which is almost right in the middle. So they disagree. Maybe one put it in 5, another put it in 4. We've got 2, that's a little outside. 7 is a little outside. 5 is fine. Five is fine. 9 is way outside. Alex's not here to defend herself. 5 is fine, and 5 is fine. So, Palak, would you care to explain your 9 for 48? In order to maintain it, what was the last part?
You have to be what somebody else says you should be. So that's like independent, encouraging independence.
Yeah, that would count. Maybe 4.5 is a little bit low. 6? You have to balance against all the other 99 items, right?
That's why I put in 7, but I honestly feel like I tried to put in 6. There's so many characters.
Yeah. What about for people who had it low?
I took it as like that there were so many opportunities for him to like tell her to encourage independence when she keeps talking about like her boyfriend and her mother and stuff like that. And he phrased it, yeah, but I just didn't see anything else that was like he had all this opportunity but then chose not to encourage that. But I get what Matt's saying with that one.
What do what do other people think?
I didn't see any.
What do you think of the evidence that Matt provided?
Could you repeat it? I guess I wonder what the draw is to go back to a situation where, in order to maintain it, you have to be with somebody else says you should be. That sounds more like a thought experiment than an actual encouraging of going out to take an action.
A thought experiment.
Could you read it slower? He said, I guess what I wonder the draw is to go back to a situation where, in order to maintain it, you have to be what somebody else says you should be. He's not encouraging action. He's just stimulating her to think about it.
He's not encouraging action, but if you look at the example here, so it says, urges patient to think for him or herself and to take action, right? But look at the example. Therapist knows that he has now heard from the patient what her mother and colleagues think she should do, but it's not clear what she wants or thinks. He's not encouraging action in the example, so I think the item is a little bit ambiguous. So I think it would make more sense if this word and were placed with or. So therapist urges patient to think for him or herself or to take action based on what he or she thinks best. This example that they're giving doesn't suggest any action. Do you read action into that?
No.
Right? So it makes more sense if this word were or. I think we should think of it as an or, given the example here.
So to think for herself. So then if that was the case, then you would rate it more characteristically.
Yeah, like what Matt did. So I think the experts are a little bit off on this one, given Matt's evidence. Now you can provide counter evidence. Would you like to? Okay.
This is my issue. It's not a. Meaning he definitely is encouraging the patient to think about his or her, about her actions, but it's not a. He's not, the therapist is not doing it in such a direct way that I would rate it, as high characteristic.
Well, Matt didn't rate it high characteristic either. He just rated it characteristic, right? And I think that might be a little bit high, but a six I could live with.
I thought six is still more like neutral.
It is.
As opposed to meaning like,
Slightly characteristic.
Right. Okay. So then I would agree that it's slightly characteristic. Okay. But not more than that. Not more.
So we're saying the same thing, Amanda.
I updated the item in the code.
Oh. Okay. Thank you.
Just so we're all.
So you'll send out a fresh copy. Thank you. So, that was 48. What was that? Yeah, 48. So 40. Therapist makes interpretations referring to actual people in the patient's life. Placement toward uncharacteristic end indicates therapist makes general or impersonal interpretations. Right? So if they're not making interpretations, boom, middle pile. All right? So let's see what we did with that. So the standard deviation is 1.87. The experts put in 4.5, so maybe one put in 5, another put in 4. Yeah, 3 is fine for Brian. 6 is fine for Matt. 6 is fine for Margarita. Five is fine for Eli. Amanda's fine with the 5 there. Palik is fine with the 3 there. Deepak with a 1. And Taylor with a 7. Too low and too high, respectively.
I'm happy I'm not getting destroyed this session.
You feel getting destroyed the other times?
A little bit.
Wow.
Feels good to have a break.
All right. I try to make this feel as collegial as possible.
No, not from you, from everyone else.
Yeah, we didn't
say that. Oh, wow.
We're satisfied.
Threw everybody right under the bus. Wow. Except for the professor, of course. So what do you guys think? Okay, how many?
I'm trying to find it, so I guess not too many times.
And remember, you know, last week we talked about what interpretations are, what they mean, and I want to make sure everybody's on the same page with regard to what they mean, mm-hmm. what it is. No, they're not. I mean, they're opinions in the sense that everything we say is an opinion.
Oh, right.
But
no, not an opinion. We meant a suggestion.
No, it's not a suggestion. An interpretation is an explanation of people's thoughts, behaviors, how to understand.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm thinking about another item.
Okay.
That was a neutral one.
Interpretations are not suggestions.
Right,
they are
right.
Not opinions. They are attempts at providing meaning to a person's
right.
Thoughts, feelings, or behavior.
Well, no, I know. I mean,
yeah, you two aren't helping each other. You two are on opposite sides of the argument.
I thought it was just like, I thought he was quite general. So I thought, again, it was one of those things where I thought it was uncharacteristic.
Okay, so give me one example of a general interpretation that he made, or she made. But the longer we wait, the more I'm convinced it should go in the middle pile.
Right, I'm not arguing with you. I just...
Maybe he thought that Brian was your agent and not your mother's, huh? Yeah, you're somebody's agent. So I'll either side with your mother, who says there's something really wrong here, or I'll side with you buying into that. There's nothing wrong with you. I mean, my reaction is there's something wrong. I just don't know what it is. I can't get to it. Say it again. Come on. Let me get to the conversation.
I put it in a morning profile for sure.
Yes. A convert.
Yeah,
there we go.
I was trying to explain my rational when I did it, not like what I would do now.
Okay. All right. So, what was your rationale then?
I thought he was making general interpretations. And I just
okay.
Placed it in an uncharacteristic pile. Like, the happened to be the most uncharacteristic pile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of 5 items.
Right. Yeah.
All right. You waved the white flag too?
Yeah,
okay.
This is way beginning of the session, I thought it was so exciting that it said in parentheses, like, sound of points blowing against the window through a whole session.
Yeah.
So I, like, started and underlined it, but,
Like, I realized I didn't even need that for anything. And I thought, for some reason... What?
Yeah. It closes the window.
It comes up and, like, being chilly and, like...
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
And then it didn't even really matter when those were the things that we said to point out last time.
But, you know, sometimes nonverbal issues, you know, have importance.
Right.
And it's important to know them anyway, in case they do have an importance at some point.
I think, maybe there was an item or two where it actually did come into play.
Well, let's say you're having a session, and there's a party next door, and your patient has PTSD from having served in the Gulf War, and someone pops a balloon at the party, how do you think your patient's going to react? Probably seek cover under your desk. Sometimes things that you hear or see or whatever could have a very salient impact on the therapeutic relationship. So it's good to know anyway that that's happening. Right, last week the patient was sniffling a lot, right? And no one mentioned it. So, which is a little strange. Is this therapist really attuned to the patient if she keeps sniffling and he doesn't say anything? Right? So, you know, I think that the transcriber did a nice job of letting us know what generally the context of what's going on. Should we do one more and we'll call it a day? Exciting, right? So I guess that would be 59. Patient feels inadequate and inferior versus effective and superior. So there, the two poles are pretty clearly defined.
Because I know there's one that seems so opposite within its own explanation. Like, oh no, that was.
So 59 was standard deviation of 1.87, and the experts put that in 6. So. Slightly characteristic. We got 8, that's okay. 3 is too low for Matt. 9 is too high for Margarita. So it's basically Matt and Margarita are on the opposite sides of the fence on this one. So essentially, Matt, you felt that she felt effective and superior, and Margarita felt that she felt inadequate and inferior. And that was one of the most salient aspects of this session, her inadequacy and inferiority. So does she say quite often, I don't feel good enough?
Kind of scared, kind of apprehensive, almost like, what if I'm not what he expects? What if I'm not good enough anymore? But I see that you love him. About not wanting him to leave.
So
I felt like that was just like the entire
I'm with her on that. I want to put this one at 9 too, because I just felt like this almost entire
session. Oh my god. Okay. I think. I'm sorry.
Let's do it.
No, I figured out exactly what happened. My card is wrong.
Your what?
In my defense, my card is the description wrong.
What do you mean? Your card is wrong?
Like, the actual card on Trello. Like the,
yeah.
You know how we filled in the.
Right?
Yeah, it's not that at all.
What's it say?
So mine says, patient fills in the entire character. They store characteristic and the patient is reluctant to examine his or her own role in perpetuating problems. Because she's not reluctant to perpetuate her own problems, which is why her love is less confusing, but that's not what it says. So I've got to change the card. Yeah, check your item 59. This one, because there's conflicting information in the description itself on the card, because I think two cards were combined or something. But yeah, I just gotta edit that.
Is the item label correct? Patient feels inadequate and inferior
first
versus.
Effective and superior.
Oh, there's the first.
But
there's two descriptions on there.
Do you
the
see
first
how
one,
two
the first one is not the right one.
That's
the second
why,
one
that's
is the right one.
Yeah. What does the first one say?
The first one says place starts characteristic and if patient is reluctant to examine their own role in perpetuating.
Okay, let me do something here.
Yeah, that's why.
I'm so glad you caught that before we start real coding.
Yeah. Why don't you just send us an email with the paragraph and just put it in our own.
Just delete the one
that's not part of it.
Oh,
that
one?
Is
that what it is? There's two explanations.
Is there, you know, I'm not a Trello expert. Can you just save the board after you make a change in the actual item?
Oh, you can just delete it, yeah.
What's that? You know which one is the correct one, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I was doing a search for the word reluctant, and it's doing something.
Yes, there's no like indent.
Just delete the first paragraph and the first sentence of the second paragraph. Perfect.
Sorry to be so.
It's very demanding.
Like I
do
notes, right?
Okay, all right. This is almost finished.
Oh,
I got
it.
What's it doing?
It's converting the scan pages to something that's searchable because it's a PDF. Yeah. So, is this what it said? Place toward uncharacteristic, and if their patient is reluctant or hesitant to make usual or appropriate.
Search trains of thought.
Train? Strain constrains stream. So everybody check item 17. Huh? What? Oh, that's not the item? Okay. Actively contemplates or is able... 58?
Oh, this is 59.
No, 50 is patient is not examined.
Yeah, we never really.
Oh, we don't have the descriptor on that card. There you go. There it is.
So, what's going on?
58 doesn't have the descriptor, it just has the item.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wait, we've been doing this for how many weeks now? Nobody pointed that out to me? Wow.
That is the self-explanatory one.
Yeah, but I told you guys need to read the descriptors to help you.
Yeah, but aren't we not following those
anymore? What?
Because we're putting like the stuff in
just based off the neutral
stuff.
Half of them. So where's the word reluctant, though? In the first... Oh, there it is. Okay. Patient reluctant. Okay. So somehow items 58 and 59 got smooshed up. Now the question is, when you guys correct them, can you save the board so that when you close it out and you reopen it, it'll be saved? I don't know. I'm not a... Tell me if you're struggling with it, because we want these boards to be accurate. I wonder how that happened. It's weird.
It must have been me. So I was going to copy and paste everything so that Taylor could make everyone's board.
Okay. All right, no problem. Better catch it now than later.
You're still very grateful for that.
All right. Yes, we're just going to zoom right on up to the real sample. Thank you, everybody.